Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Up in here,
Yo, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my brother from another mother, Mr. Dark Knight himself, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, a deeper shade of soul, John Robinson, a.k.a. that dude, J-Rob. The wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Today's Thursday, little Friday, Van. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Listen, I'm so mad at myself for missing the erotic love zone. Listen, I'm still in recovery mode because I hung out with my hobby over the weekend for a hot second. Met some phenomenal poets on Sunday after their event. Some phenomenal poets. And didn't get much sleep because, you know, I drove from Albany 3 times. So, you know, I drove in this torrential rain for my cousin. Got to meet some good people from that, including his pops, which he looks exactly like. Beautiful, beautiful family my cousin has. And then I got to just sit and talk with him for a hot minute. Drove back to the city. Didn't get much sleep, missed the show on Monday, didn't get to the show on Tuesday, missed the show on Wednesday, but I'm here for the Get Down tonight, and I want all the smoke when it comes to the Get Down. And I'm so happy to be in the presence of greatness when it comes to someone by the name of Van Meadows. That's a poetic. That dude, that's who I'm trying to be with, and I'm honored to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm chomping at the bit. Let's get busy. How are you?
Man, hey, man, I am doing phenomenal, man. You know, I've been waiting all week to get to the Get Down. I didn't have an eventful weekend, an eventful week like you had, brother. But I, too, am excited to be sitting up in the studio next to greatness. Man, when you look in the mirror this morning, Did the mirror say to you, you are an amazing, phenomenal individual, and your ink is blazing? No, did the mirror say that to you?
Funny you should say that. When I looked into the mirror this morning, my mirror said, my reflection said, hey, handsome. I said, hey, handsome. You look tired. You look tired, too. Yeah, but I'm good. I said, what you got going on tonight? I don't know about you, but I got to Get Down. I said, funny you should say that. I'm going to be on the Get Down tonight, too. He said, I'll see you there. I'll see you there. He said, you wrote something? I said, I did. You wrote something? He said, I got my ink. I got my ink. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
So me and my reflection had this little rat-a-tat-tat with each other. So it's looking good. It's looking good. It's looking good. And I got a chance to talk to you. So I'm good. I'm in the co-pilot seat. We got this cohesive thing going. You know what I'm saying? It's like Wolverine and Batman back together again Thursday night. It's the Get Down.
It's the Get Down, baby. It's the Get Down. Hey, look, listen, check this out. Check this out. Those of you that happen to be listening in online, online is great. But if you desire to be a part of the Get Down Live, dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1 when you get here. Yo, those of you who are already here, if you have not done so, press 1 and get on down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. Get yours.
That's what it is.
Only way to have, only way to be, y'all. Go get yours. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Let's give it,
the only way you can make it happen.
Give a shout out.
Go ahead. Shout that man out.
Shout out, bro.
Shout him out.
To the CEO of Epiphany Radio, the CEO of Raw Links, of Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, if you know the brother, hit him up in his DMs. Say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or say, yo, man, how can I be damn? Some of y'all don't even know the movie reference. But, hey, anyway, get you some Raw Links.
Ask that man, say it like this, for real, can I ask you something that's real talk? He's like, yeah, yes, whatever. What's up with them raw links? What's up with them raw links? I mean, how can I be down? What's up with them raw links? Help a brother out. Help a sister out.
What's good?
You got that? You got that? Watch what he says and watch what he does. You'll love it.
Hey, man. Hey, do you want to tell them, bro, about tonight? You want to tell them about tonight, bro?
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, there's a really dope prompt. You know me and Van don't do prompts a whole lot, but hey, we got subjects. Tonight's prompt. I am a master of where I'm from. Let me say that again. I am a master of where I'm from. This came courtesy of another poet the week before, and we decided to utilize that phrase. I am the master of where I'm from. I'm interested to see what you poets come up with tonight. You know how me and Van do. We want to challenge you a little bit. Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's happening. No. Let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got. You rocking with us or what?
We asked the brother if it was all right. We asked him, was it all right? You know, we didn't just go ahead and just do it. We asked him if it was all right.
We really did.
Right? And that brother said, yeah, man, go ahead, man, by all means. But we want to know what y'all came up with tonight. I'm excited. I, for one, am excited. Watson, are you excited? Are you as excited as I am?
I am so hyped. Like so hyped. Like so hyped. I'm hyped, if you can't tell. I'm hyped.
I'm hyped. Hey, man, listen. I believe, well, I went first last week. I believe it's your turn to go first.
You went first? You sure you went first last week, sir?
I'm almost
are you sure
I went
you
first
sure?
last week.
I'm, you sure it I'm, wasn't your I'm brother good. Who kicked it off last week? Are you sure? You sure?
I believe.
It don't even matter. It doesn't even matter. For you, I'll go first. Is that okay?
Okay. Hey, it's perfect.
That's okay? Okay, for you, I'm going to go first because you're my man. You know, I'm going to do this one for you.
Hold on.
So check this out. I'm the result of dark dreams and wide-eyed wishes. I speak to closed souls that yearn to be freed one word at a time that will unclench hardened fists and replace them with enough ink to release the pain they've experienced through scribe. I am the child of the darkest days that this place has ever seen where my only options to halt the pain are found in capsules, burnt greenery, liquefied heated spoons that fill syringes with instant gratifications because some of us just want to forget how bad we have it. We created a global movement, one cassette at a time, without a nickel or a dime, to funky music and dope batches that created needle drops, backspins, melodic poetry, and zigga, 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 zigga type of scratching. As gentrification rides along a slithering snake called city policy and presumed progress, one neighborhood at a time, attempting to rename the blood, sweat, and tears of my neighborhoods with catchy coffee flavors, thinking that we just move along to get along, when all we want to know is where does the light go when you turn them off, because you keep hiding the secrets of light. But even with all that, I'm still here, so much so that my voice still creates sparks. You see, I may be a child of New York, But don't get it twisted. I am a son of the Boogie Down Bronx. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where I'm from. One love, one might. And this has been a deeper shade of symbol.
My brother. Yeah, did y'all hear how my brother closed this piece? He said, you see, I may be a child of New York, but I am a son of the Boogie Down Bronx. And that's where I'm from. Hey, bro. This piece right here was heat, bro. I dig this piece. This is fire, passion. I love it, man. It's dope.
I surely
you the man.
Truly
you the man, why, son?
Oh, no,
man.
No.
Let me just rub a little bit of your greatness on to me, man. Can I do that?
Listen, I got an entire bathroom full of Van Meadows soap that I use every morning so that I can feel like Van Meadows when I get out the shower and when I get dressed. And I want to get my handsome on. So I scrub down in this Van Meadows. And I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. And a woman looked at me and she was like, ooh, if you was only light skin with green eyes. You cute, though. You got that Van Meadows on, don't you? I smell that. You got that Van Meadows on. I'm like, yeah, baby, I got that Van Meadows. She was like, you cute, though. But if you was light skin with some green eyes, boy, I'd risk my marriage for you. But you cute, though. Mm-hmm. You keep rocking that Van Meadows. It was dope.
This guy.
Yo, listen, it's a hell of a compliment. It's a hell of a soap. So I suggest all you brothers listening, get you some of that Van Meadows soap when you get your raw links. I'm trying to tell you. That Van Meadows soap is serious. It's serious. It tells stories, y'all. It tells stories. I'm here to tell you. It tells stories.
This guy.
It tells stories.
This guy.
Why? I do nothing.
Van Meadows soap. Okay, bro. All right. I feel you, bro.
The poetic edition. I understand you got the Wolverine edition. You got the poetic edition. Listen, I got the Van Meadows edition. So, however you bring it to the masters, brother, you do your thing. You do your thing. I got mine. I'm good. Because it was sitting next to the Dove soap, and I was like, nah, I need to get that Van Meadows. Listen, I'm going to buy like 8 or 9 bars because it runs out fast, but boy, is it an attention grabber. Get you some of that Van Meadows soap. What? I do nothing.
Hey.
I do nothing.
Y'all hear why, son? Y'all hear the why, son, some Van Meadows soap, man. It ain't on the market, but all right. I see you putting it out into the atmosphere. Watch out, Old Spice. Coming for your crown.
I'm just saying. Well, enough about me, man. I'm covered in this Van Meadows stuff. So, listen, nothing like the original. So allow me to ask you, my good brother, who I love with all my heart, please, I ain't even asking, are you ready? Could you please do us a favor? Kick off this show the way it's supposed to be done and get on down.
Absolutely. I'm a master of where I'm from. So let me extend a formal welcome to the mind of poetic where I take words off the lyrical pages, jumble them up into complete phrases laced with metaphorical rhymes prepared for stages. As I lift up poetry vibes from the ghettos and the hoods of the projects, better known as Lexington Terrace with my friends, but to some of the usual suspects, I crafted my way out by way of force. By no means was it my choice. Rather, death decided to come for me in many forms. It succeeded in the physical, just not in the spiritual. See, death unlocked a part of me I never knew existed. It allowed the pain to embrace me and produce the zen of my creativity revisited, showing me a plan for the mastery of my ink. Now let me end you think. exactly just how dominant my scribble can be, just how loving my jotting can be, amazed at how my spiritual ink can be, just how passionately intense my journaling can be. Oh, me? I'm just a master of where I'm from. So welcome. Not to just anywhere, neither here nor there. More like a place of desired destiny that's majestic. Welcome to the mind of poetic. That's that piece.
You got nerve. You got nerve, sir. You got, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to break this piece down, if you will. Please indulge me if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, because this brother said, not just in the spiritual. See, death unlocked a part of me I never knew existed. It allowed pain to embrace me and produce the zen of me, creativity revisited, showing me a plan of mastery of my ink. Now let me, and you think, exactly just how dominant my scribble can be, how loving my jotting can be, how amazed how my spiritual, my ink can be, just how passionately intense my journaling can be. Oh, me? I'm just a master where I'm from. What in all hell? What in all hell was on your mind when you started penning this, bruh? Like, wow? Like, wow?
Appreciate you, bro.
Like,
hey, man, I
wow?
Just, you know, appreciate you, man. I just dug into where I'm from, bro. And those of you that don't even understand, where I'm from has been torn down and replaced with some gentrified housing. I grew up in the hood, projects, Baltimore City, place known as Lexington Terrace. Some of the greatest friendships was formed there. Pain, by way of death, forced me out of there. It wasn't my choice. So I just dug back into deep into who I really am and where I come from. And that line that my brother gave us last week in his piece, I'm a master of where I'm from. You ought to be a master of where you're from because you got to tell somebody about you and where you come from. Because that's where your roots
yes,
are.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. I totally agree.
So that's where I was at, bro. And my ink just, my pen just started taking over.
Well, you did the damn thing when you was doing the damn thing because you did the damn thing. I really like that, man. I'm like, okay.
Appreciate you,
bro. I see what he doing. I see what he doing. Come with all that chocolatey goodness. I see what you doing, sir. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Salute, my brother.
Thoroughly enjoyed it, too.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Hey, man, I'm just a poet just writing what the poetry gods tell me to write in that time. And my brother, it's something about inspiration that sparks creativity. And when my brother gave that line last week in his piece, it sparked creativity. So you just never know, you as a poet, how you're going to spark somebody else's creativity.
Come on. You never know
where it's going to come from.
Tell that truth.
So you keep writing. You write. Sometimes you might only have like
you,
a line.
You never know. You truly never know. And when you figure it out, you're like, wow. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I see you. But man, This is the way to start the show. I really was digging this, man.
Hey, man, I dig your piece too.
Really
bro.
Digging.
Make no doubt about it.
I'm like we really are onto something with this one. We are really onto something. So,
yes,
so listen, I could keep talking to you until the wheels come off, man. So, you know, how about we do something and we open up these mics and let the people in and let's hear what all these other poets got to bring us and tell us, you know, where they're from.
Hey, man, listen. Let me show you how ready I am. I'm ready. That was one for you.
I love
and
it.
And it was one for me.
I love it.
Now it's time to open these mics and get on down. First
let's
up,
get
on
let's
the
get
mic.
Let's get
them. Listen, listen, listen. You know what? You know what? I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to do something a little different tonight.
Go on.
I'm not going to introduce anybody. For the first time on the Get Down, let you create your own introduction to the show.
There you go.
So when I open up your mic.
There you go. There it is.
That's your area code. All I want you to do with it, I want you to tell us, because you're about to tell us where you're from, I want you to tell us who you are. I want to be pleasantly surprised. Do you want to be pleasantly surprised? I want to be
pleasantly surprised. I want to be surprised.
I like it. Okay.
Who we
okay.
got?
I like it. I like it. All right. First up, area code 904.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. This is Mrs. VIP.
Oh, hello, Mrs.
VIP.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mrs. President. How you doing?
Right, right. Welcome to the Get Down.
Well, thank you.
Well, hello. Hello, well, welcome. Welcome to the Get Down, Mrs.
Thank you so much.
So, go ahead, Van.
I start the show.
Don't you love it when Van writes my pieces? They come out so cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, Mrs. VIP. You know, Mrs. VIP.
Yeah.
Now you know something. You know something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know.
I might be a good writer, But you heard that piece I spent tonight? That came from a great writer, and his name is Dave Robert Watson. Everybody, give him a round of applause, please.
Okay.
Please. Well, Mrs. VIP,
yes,
is that to tell us that you are a master of where you're from?
I'm trying to, but mine's a little different, but I'll give it a whirl.
Listen, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is untitled. I can't say I'm a master of where I'm from. The suburbs is where I hailed. Some parts of my neighborhood reeked of failure. People just hung around talking and drinking. Some girls got pregnant. Some folk passed away. Yet some were productive, going to work every day, handling their business. I lived in a time where you could leave your door unlocked and not be robbed, a time where the neighbors looked after your children. Most of us, when we were of age, got out and moved away from all we knew. There wasn't anything to do but work here and raise children. There were bars and churches, nothing else around but the playground. I never went to the bar. I stayed in church. I can't say I'm the master of where I'm from. But as I reflect on the past, I thank God I was in that number of accomplished people who got out of a stagnant place and made a 32-and-a-half-year career for myself. But yet, this place was a village, a great place to raise children with very little crime. I can't say I'm a master of where I'm from. It wasn't all bad, just humdrum at that time. And that's that piece.
You hear her? It was just humdrum. You see how fantastic she is? Talk about just humdrum. Mm-hmm. I want to be humdrum. Mm-hmm.
Not in that neighborhood.
VIP.
Now, you know.
This was very visual. Very visual. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know,
thank you, sir.
Giving us a glimpse of where you're from says a whole lot. I really dug this. I really dug this. So, I'm not even going no further with it. I just want to say I really enjoyed this piece.
Okay.
you know, Mrs. VIP.
Yes,
I really
sir.
Enjoyed this piece. And my brother is right. It was very Thank visual, and I like the way that you talked about where you're from with such passion and poetic phrase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's that truth. There's that truth in there that
mm-hmm.
can't be disputed. And you said you can't say that you're a master where you're from. There's some humdrum. Mm-hmm. This is a different perspective.
Ask, go ahead, Vince. Ask her that. Ask her that. Ask her that. What was humdrum? Go ahead, ask
no,
her.
No.
What was humdrum? Ask her, Vince. Ask her what was humdrum.
Mrs. VIP, what was humdrum?
Well, I'll give you that answer. First of all, where I lived, you had to travel half an hour to get to a mall, to get to a skating rink, or anything like that. It was a very small town. And there was just nothing around but the playground and the basketball court. So you really didn't have much in the way of entertainment. And that's the way it was. So all of us, the very day I graduated high school, I got out of there, went to Maryland. So as soon as I could. So did everybody else. They didn't go to Maryland, but we all scattered.
Mm.
So there you have it.
Mm. I could dig that. And I ask that because it just feels like no matter where we are from as a people, we can be scattered anywhere on this Northeast corridor, even in the Southern corridor. We have similar experiences, not
mm-hmm.
directly similar, but we just hold similar experiences as people. And it's just interesting to watch happen. So that's why I was asking what made it so humdrum. And I really,
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed this piece because it just took me somewhere different. I wanted to joke around about it, but the more you got into it, I really liked it and enjoyed it more.
Okay, thank you.
But I don't think it was humdrum because I could just relate to a lot of stuff that I was hearing from you, so I'm digging it. So thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
You hear how she says you're welcome, man? She says like she's royalty.
I hear it, bro. You're welcome. None of that rock singing in Moana. You're welcome. None of that. No, she.
Wow.
Mrs. VIP, can you let everybody
yes,
know what
sir.
You got going on in Epiphany Radio, please?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And if you missed us last night, you missed a treat. But y'all come out and have fun with us because we have great topics and great poetry and good music every week. So back to you, fellas.
All right. Now let's get you over
All right.
to the Get Down dance floor. Make sure you save some room out there for us because one thing I know about the Get Down dance floor, it be getting crowded out there and we be having
mm-hmm.
this fight for a spot just to dance. So please make sure
it's
we
annoying.
Got a spot out there.
It's really annoying.
Well, I'll
save me a dance.
Absolutely.
You're so good to me.
All right. One love, one mic, gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
One love, and one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP on her way to the dance floor. And man, if y'all missed the show last night, like she said, you missed a treat.
Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. I got upstairs too late. Don't rub it. Yeah, that was yeah. And when you listen to the playback, you'll understand. This was a really cool show. I like that.
Really dope. No doubt about it. It's really dope. Mm-hmm. So,
sorry.
Are we ready for the next artist on the mic?
Indeed.
Next up, we got the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone and the host of Poetic Therapy. We have La Pearl, La Negra. Welcome to the Good Dad. But,
old habits
die hard.
Oh, so, Lord.
So we're gonna try that again. Because I know what I said, but I just couldn't help myself. Y'all don't even understand. I just couldn't help myself. So hold on. This is what we're going to do. Area code 445, please introduce yourself.
Hello, Ben. I'm Poetic. How you doing, J-Rob? It's La Pearl and
Negra. Well, hello.
Hey, La Pearl and Negra, what it do? It's so good to hear
I'm
from
good,
you.
I'm good.
I had
I'm
no
good.
Idea this was you.
Right. Well, you know, gentlemen, I have a special guest with me again. I have Savion the Poet with me again. And tonight, he would actually like to go first.
Well, welcome back, brother. We're honored that you came back. Thank you for ushering in the creativity, and we're excited that you're here. But we need to let the brother give his own introduction. What you think, J-Rob?
That part. He needs to speak for himself. Let him talk for himself. He don't need you. He needs you.
Sorry.
Let
him
talk for himself. He's talking for somebody. He don't need you. He got his own mouth. Let that man talk.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. how you guys doing? My name is Savion. I'm a rapper, writer, poet, performer. Do a lot of artistic, creative, expressive work. Right now, I'm actually working on a project that, you know, hopefully I can put out pretty soon. But the piece that I'm going to be doing tonight is a piece that I had wrote for a friend of mine when he was going through a hard time with the ladies. So this right here, I'm going to try to, hopefully I can give y'all some life too. It's like I had gave him life when I wrote it. I actually wrote this to Cranes in the Sky by Solange, if anybody knows.
Oh, that's
that
one of my
song.
Favorite songs, bro. That's one of my favorite songs. My guy. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey,
I love.
You said, wait a minute, hold on. You said you wrote it to it? That's what you said? Did you write it to the whole song? Or just part of the song?
Just part of the song, yeah.
Listen, bro. Is it all right if I play it in the background for you? Is that to play it in the background for you? I lower it.
Oh,
that'd be crazy. What's up, bro? What's up?
That'll be crazy.
Just do it, man. What you asking for? Why are you asking?
Hold on,
just do it, man.
Just do it.
Play the music, Craig.
I love it.
There you go, bro.
I love it. Hey. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So it's like, always acknowledge your past, but don't let that define you. You're not stuck in your past, homie. Look what's behind you. You go with that. Keep an open eye for boulders then. Walk around and there's no resistance on chosen paths. That's not an obstacle. You'll look again. It's just a challenge, so get over that. Stay positive at your lowest. Can't let them odds be your eyes, because they phony set. You got this. New girls came around because you stay honest. You can blame them toxic traits on how the ways gotcha. But you can't do that every day and let that shame haunt you. Well, y'all make honest mistakes. Forgiveness gives us an emotional strength. Love yourself, don't need that girl to be straight. When you were straight, when no one's up in your face. Out of this fire, so it engulfed in them flames. And all them toxic feelings bleeding by the ground by your feet. You got this because you better than yesterday. Your breath to take your greatest step. Cut all your old habits off and watch that weight collect. Don't break your back over anyone or anything. This lemonade that we started chefing from all them bitter days. Give me strength. No more the jar, yo, I need you. On them dark days when I'm down, you're my angels. Always been that voice in my ear. Tell me anything is possible. The reason I'm here, that type of thinking probably set a few free. Those humming birds flying out of that cage. You coming first, cause all your mind, soul, and body can take. I say, yo, it's natural. Out of that daze, this thing endured for knowledge's sake. Making sure each other's mindset is straight. I look on, I'm so astounded. I see God in his face. When our pounds get broken down, and see I got you in shape. Yeah. It's so clear. My friend's reflections when I need that mirror is so rare. To find somebody you can call when you're there and no fear. When I'm alone, I think nobody else cares. But you got to hold on like you're trying to live. I know times be so hard. Got an eye full of tears, but I'm here. Yeah. But I'm here. It's like cranes in the sky when you look around. 100 cranes in the sky, but I'm looking down. It's like cranes in the sky when you look around. 100 cranes in the sky, but I'm looking down. But it's like cranes in the sky when you look around. 100 cranes in the sky, but I'm looking down. It's like cranes in the sky when you look around. With all these cranes in the sky, gotta look around. Gotta look around. Gotta look around. Gotta look around. Yeah. That's it.
That was dope.
I was trying to match it with the beat, but once I started rapping, I couldn't hear it anymore.
Hey, bro, it's all good, man. It's all good, bro. Go ahead, bro. I'm gonna let you have that first, bro.
I'm digging your creativity, King. I like what you're doing, and I dig the creativity. Only thing I would ask, when you do that piece again, slow down, because the shit is
slow
dope.
Down.
Slow it down just a little bit. This way you'll catch, you'll start riding the rhythm. Like you know, when a boat is catching a wave, you'll start riding that you'll start riding it just like that, because you're on point. But you just, and I got you. You said it was, you once you heard the beat, you just blacked out. But just slow that joint down. And, bruh, you got it with this one. You got it with this one.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I literally just couldn't hear the beat, unfortunately, but it's all right. I appreciate
it's
it
cool.
so much, man.
Hey, listen, from one MC to another, I enjoyed it. So, yeah, just slow it down a little bit as if you're practicing with no music, a cappella. Because your bars is tight,
right,
bro.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's all I'm saying. Just slow that joint down and let us drink what you just poured into us. You dig?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what's up. So Danielle, what I need you to do is send him the playback of the show after it's over, so that way he can hear what we heard. Because the beat was there. He was killing it. Bro, the piece was fire. Hey, man, when I tell you, this is like one of my favorite songs. And when I heard you putting it down and I was hearing bits and pieces of it as a piece, and then when you was closing it, it's like 100 claims in the sky. Bro, yo, fire. Fire. And I appreciate you.
When our pounds get broken down, I see I got you in shakes.
My man. Yes, sir.
I appreciate y'all, bro.
Thank you
for having me on again.
Absolutely. Thank you for sparking the creativity of the show tonight, man. Real talk. Appreciate
you. It's my honor, you know. I was just telling my folks about it. I'm like, I actually helped them spark some creativity for this next podcast and this next show. So, you know, I'm super stoked. I was trying to get people to come on the show and, you know, listen or even spit. So, you know, hopefully people tap in.
If they don't tap in, we're going to make sure that you get the playback so that way you can share it and they can actually hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely send me that.
Absolutely.
I got you. Amazing piece.
All right.
For sure. So LaPearl and
my man.
Yes.
Are you ready to tell us where you're from?
I'm gonna try. Going behind Savion, oh, man, I'm nervous now.
What you say about everybody? Yo, man, remember that little girl came to show? She's like, Mary had a widow wham whose face was white as snow. Mary went, her lamb was sure to go. And the pro, I'm like, girl, you can't go behind that. You can't go behind that. But no front. Savion was dope, though. I ain't gonna front. The brother was dope.
Absolutely.
Come on, girl. Don't throw your poetry on the floor and tell me I quit. That pad right back up and give us what you got.
Yes.
Stop playing.
Yes.
Y'all know she about to snap, y'all. Y'all know she about to snap.
For
real.
I already know. All right. I got something. Ooh, Lord. This is called Best at Doing Me. There's a warm or welcoming where I'm from. They house murderers, rapists, and liars, all full of greed. A place where the sacrifice was discouraged and even forbidden and dared to speak. Where they condoned evil and disrespect was encouraged. Well, I found my courage, and I just got out of the lion's den, running wild through this freedom, and I'm feeling like myself again, because everything is working out just fine. They have no more control over me, but I still got a ladder to climb, because I'm getting at all my dreams. No more shaky ground under my feet. I'm moving steady to the rhythm of my own beat. Rocking and rolling all my own. No need to get permission to move like I'm grown. Now, I've been through a lot of really bad hoods, some much worse than others, but I found there is no other tougher than the hood that I know to come from the womb that made me a mother. And man, it doesn't get any more beautiful or rougher. And others try to distract and deter me by yanking at my sleeve, but it just simply cannot be done, because I'm the best at doing me, and I am a master of where I'm from. And that's their piece.
Yeah. Mm. Yo, mm-hmm. She took it to a whole mm-hmm. different level. She's like, I'm a master at doing me. Mm-hmm. At doing me.
Bruh, and doing me. Nick.
How you sitting here and be acting like?
I'm a master of doing
you know,
me.
You, I don't want to come behind nobody else because you know, I just don't know if I'm quite ready for my poetry to be. Oh, cut your mess. Cut your mess.
You know, exactly.
She's like, I don't know. Maybe my poetry don't hold up next to all of you masterful poets. I just, I don't know. I wrote a couple of lines in the line. It sounds like poetry and stuff, and I just want to write the poetry through all my life.
Stop it!
Y'all make me so nervous. My mouth got dry. I messed up my flow. That is not the way I wanted to spit it, but it's all good. I got it out.
Yo, man, she out here sounding like Boo Boo Bear. So I'm
like, yeah.
Me, y'all. Y'all so creative. You know, Savion be so fabulous and poetic in his poetry.
Right. He just flow. He just be rhyming and rapping so good. I don't know if I can do it.
He just be a rhyming and a rapping. I don't want to go behind that yet.
And then she come out with this.
Why son?
Savion, did she do
it? I think you might have disconnected.
Yes,
Wise Son, you know we're going to talk early. I'm looking in the chat. You play too much.
I know nothing of what you speak of.
It's all good. No, sorry,
right,
for you, know, right. You know I love y'all. You know I love y'all,
tight.
But my mouth is dry as
love
hell. It's all good.
Hey, let everybody know what you got going on.
All right, so let me start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, y'all know how we do with the topics. We like to play with them and tease y'all until we come up with something. But y'all come on by.
Say that part again.
Know you're gonna love it.
Say that part again.
What part?
What you do with the poetry?
So y'all know how we like to play with y'all, with them and tease y'all until we come up with something.
No, say that part again. What?
You know
it's the erotic love play
song. Oh, Lord. You know how we like to play with them and tease y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
God.
Come here,
baby. You kiss me. What? Now, don't y'all act like that ain't how she was just sounding when she was talking about
I thought it was just me.
I thought it was just me. But that's why he said, can you say that part again? And I'll be so gone if she didn't say it the exact same way.
Because I calm down. I calm down. That's how I talk when I'm nice and calm. Okay.
This is the get down. This is not the erotic love zone.
However,
Lord, next week's show can be the erotic get down with special guest co-host Mrs. VIP and the Parallel Negra, and we can really turn this place out. I'm just saying. However, there's going to be a twist. It will be mind-stimulating poetry.
My favorite. Mm-hmm.
Now, enter next Thursday if you dare.
Nothing nefarious. Mad scientist laugh.
You never know what's going to happen on the get down, man. You just never know. But what a dynamic show y'all had last night. The little nasty miscreants.
Nasty miscreants. I'm not even going to go there. Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
Why? So you hit it? You hit it?
I'm listening.
All right. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic. Take
one love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's with La Pearl La Negra. Woo wee!
That's
the party going, man.
No, I was going to say let's keep this going.
Well, look, as I said, it's time for you to give your own introduction this week. So I'm not going to introduce you. I'm going to open your mic, and I want you to give us your introduction. Area code 615, welcome to the Get Down.
C double 34 music.
My brother, C double 34 music. Welcome, Del. How you feeling, man?
I first want to thank you for this opportunity. La Perla Negra and Miss VIP last night for the opportunity there.
See, looks like I done missed out again.
Like the words of Rihanna, ponder replay.
I hate him. I hate him. But I got no choice. I have to. I got no choice. I actually have
to. Oh, man. Well, son, talk to your brother, man. Talk to your brother.
This is C-Double-34. Welcome, welcome, and welcome, and welcome to the Get Down. Listen, I'm cutting to the chase tonight, brother. Tonight, it is I am a master of where I'm from. So listen, brother, let's just cut to the chase. Get on down.
This piece is called The Rock. I represent a city of images, a place that invented every one of the pictures you take. The Wayfarer sunglasses and contacts in your eyes and creating copiers for the copycats, Xerox until your Kodak is black, part of New York State. Known for a late night, early morning delicacy called the garbage plate. It feels so good getting slices of pizza with pepperoni from Chuck Mangione, blowing his flugelhorn in the morning. Let us see double. If you want to know what love is, ask Foreigner's Lou Graham. By the Green Lantern DJing for Slim Shady, eating M&Ms. Oops, oh my. Should I tweet my alliance? And why would she mess with a false prophet like Jamal Bryant? Love in hip-hop Stevie J was raised here. And so was Tay Diggs. Seems like everyone had to leave to become famous and make it big. I wish I had the nerve to intern and learn at the studio where down the street where I lived, there was Jodeci, Missy, Genuine, and Timbaland. True story. That's where they honed their craft and blew up when they left, like an ice storm with lake effect snow off Ontario. I began honing my lyrical poetry and beat-making craft on 8-track stereo demo tapes. It's between Buffalo, where you get the birth of Buffalo Wings, and Syracuse, home of Grace Jones and Vanessa Williams, that pageant queen. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from Niagara Falls in Toronto, Canada. Frederick Douglass caused a ruckus, and so did Susan B. Anthony. I won in 1977 the citywide spelling bee in the sixth grade. Just a boy in the hood with friends of many colors, and we love to play. This is where the poetry I write started to take shape. In the flower city, filled with lilacs and some people that lie, like they're spitting facts. I remember carrying an acoustic guitar from school, getting frostbitten in my hands. By the way, I'm C-Double-34 Music. Not to be confused with our first black mayor wasting money on a cruise ship. Those were the days like Archie Bunker. And now the tour and movie is over. End scene, fade to black as I step to the plate as a Red Wing and hit the home run. But first, head to the Blue Cross Arena to see hockey, Ice Cube and Lisa with the leaders of the new school. Go to FAMS and Club Calabash to dance with the ladies and peep the new groove. Then to the after party, tipsy off of Coke and Bacardi, watching girls butterfly like Patra. This is where God placed me, and if you smell la 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 la, I say that dinner was served like Martha Stewart, because it's a good thing. You know why? I'm a mixed master on ice where I'm from, breaking backboards like chocolate thunder on Love Tron. In peace.
Go ahead, my dude.
Yeah.
Go ahead, my dude. Just show off, man. Just show off with that pen. That was fire right there. Man, talk to the man. Talk to the brother. Talk to this man.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show. Oh, my bad. Sorry. I got cold.
Yep, that's where that voice comes from.
That was dope. I loved everything that she talked about where you're from. You know, there was a part of me, man, that I've always wondered as well. You said in your piece that some of them had to leave where they were to make it big.
Yep.
Why is that always the case where we got to leave where we're from just to make it? You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Because
this
really,
is a dope piece, man.
Really, I mean, other than snow and garbage plates and crime, there ain't really nothing there. They got to leave. Hey, why you think I'm
like
in Tennessee? I'm still thirsty.
And I'm still thirsty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll just to give you a heads up, I'm headed to Tennessee in a couple of months because there's some things that I definitely have to witness, and there's some visitations that I just have to make. So I'm definitely coming to say what's happening to your city. And we'll take it from there, man. Hopefully I get a chance to put some eyes on you and break some bread with you, good brother. But I'm headed to Tennessee.
Well, that'll be fine. That'll be fine. Me and my 13 teeth, that matches with everything here. Also, just be careful of the cellulite that's on the party buses that go on Broadway in Nashville. You don't want it. I'm just saying. They can't dance. You don't want it.
Say less.
Yeah. Yeah,
say less.
Definitely say less.
That's
get some hot chicken, but that's about it.
Hey, I'm looking forward to having anything that I can't get in the Bronx or Harlem. So whatever it is, I'm up for it. It'll be a cool couple of days. Get a chance to smoke a couple of cigars. Life is going to be good.
All right. That'll work.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Indeed.
We'll get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor C-Double. Thank you as always, good brother. We're going to be joining y'all very soon, so just save a spot out there for us, please.
All right, will do. One love, one mic to the both of you, my brothers.
One love, one mic, King.
That was sick, man.
That was kind of dope. I like that a lot. The music side is about to light up, man. I'm playing some music that folks ain't never heard before from some dope artists. And listen, I'm just in a groove. I'm in a vibe. I say, let's go get it. Let's continue to get down. Let's keep on with the get down. So, yeah, there's a couple of songs that reflect the get down. So you're gonna dig where we're going with this theme tonight. This is the Get Down, ladies and gentlemen, on Epiphany Radio. Talk to him, man.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's The Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and J. Rob, the wise son, the dial-in number 319-527-6300, and press 1 when you get here so that we can hear where you're from, and you be the master of it. Wise son, are we ready to keep this party going?
Am I ever? Yes, sir. Who's next, sir?
So first up, on the mic, hey, code 540, we want you to introduce yourself tonight.
I am revolutionary, Mr. Automatic, charismatic, the lyrical intent, think is I'm all in, proper beginning drive.
My man, Mr. Lashin, what's happening to you, sir?
Hey, how's it going? I'm just taking a break from driving. I'm writing
nice.
My book as we speak. Writing
my your book is a good thing.
A formula, yeah, a formula 91382.
Nice.
What's up, Mr. Automatic Charismatic?
Hey, how y'all doing? One of these days, I'm going to be famous for my book.
Hey, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to read it. So all I need you to do is just finish it.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Thanks.
Listen, is it my turn, Van, or is it you?
You can go ahead. You got it.
Cool. Hey, Mr. Automatic, I got some go-go, bro. I got my favorite ball. I got to play tonight, bro. So just tune in. I got something for you. But before we get into any of that go-go, I'm going to need you to go-go. And you tell us why I am a master of where I'm from. Get down.
Yeah, I'm a master. The name of this freestyle is called The Ancestors Have Spoken. Where I'm from, people have bullied me down to being oppressed, and I had to address my own love for myself, thinking that I could be less than, but I'm better than anything that tries to knock me down like a wall. I take a pause to look at my life thereafter I capture a beautiful moment. Being oppressed, learning about the people that were oppressed, even by the Judas that were ruthless. Some people left clueless, but I remain in the field Negro. Let me share that intro. Let me turn up the tempo. When I look through the window, I see the places of Fred Hampton and Dr. King and Malcolm X, see, I was like in the prisoner, but where I'm from, living in a place called Washington, D.C., where I'm from, that people say that, hey, he's retarded, he's not smart enough, never enough, like my mind was handcuffed, see, but the love and everything that I had to share, what could be compared, I dared to be one of the highest, so I let the hate that was against me be like the fire that died, and I was not going to be denied, and those that described, I came from the ancestors. Tribe, because the ancestors have spoken. They have tried to literally put me down. I came up. They said that your son Angela, it's a little slow, but I have to let them know that anything that you come with, that you say about me, my mind has grown. I am not slow. I was more like the slave-minded when they teach me a plantation, but the evaluation is another education. Describe me. Describe the master. Describe me like if I was Frederick Douglass showing the toughness. Proceed to read, to learn the troop, the truth, to learn how to regroup, to learn how to salute, to let go. Like the July 4th, I stay on course. That's not mine. I'm on meeting adjourned, taking a different turn. Me? I'm a more educated man. Those that said that I would never make it. Those that said that I wasn't good enough. Those that put me down every second that they could ever have. Tone, but I come, never postpone. When I raise my fist, I remember who said what, who said then, and I said all over again. They can't stop a revolutionary person as myself, Fred Hampton. I'm more like the Black Panther Party. Where I'm from, man, they say, yeah, you ain't gonna make it, brother. Then you gonna go and be one of the failures. But later, here I am smiling, profiling, styling, looking at those in the heavens at the ancestors spoken. You see, why would they choose me? The person who said that they were retarded, you retarded, and you lost your mind. You can't be smart enough. You can't do enough. But the ancestors spoken to me, and I feel the flames and the fire and the burning desire. But where I'm from, I'm a different type of educated man. Where I'm from, I'm coming with a different plan. Where I'm from, I'm going to do it all that I can. Where I'm from, I once had a dream. Where I'm from, I do whatever means by any means necessary in the revolution. Well, it became strong, it became long, therefore who I am my ancestor. I am from the most powerful place on earth, Mother Africa. DC, it's all in me, and that's where I'm from. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine is in them all in, proper and dry.
Bruh, allow me to pay you a very strong compliment. This is what I'd be expecting from you when I hear Miss Automatic Charismatic. Bruh. This is who I'm expecting. Because this energy is you. And I'm really digging how you put your energy in it. I felt this. I felt this in my heart.
Thank
like,
you.
Yo, give him.
Thank you
give
very
him,
much.
Yo, give him that poetry, bruh. Give him that poetry. And this is what I want to hear when I'm hearing you. This is what I'm hearing. So, I know I'm militant, but I just got to hear it, so, bro. Felt it right there.
Thank you. Woo. Appreciate it.
Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Hey, man, this is what I'm talking about, man. You let them know you representing D.C. Chocolate City. That's what I'm talking about. The conviction and
born and raised,
the passion,
in
the power.
D.C.
Yes, sir. Yes. I love it, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. This is a dope piece, bro. Thank you. Thank you for coming through and sharing it with us, man.
Yes. I'm going to let y'all know that I'm going to start my website. Show a love for shows. And I like to, you know, talk to some people who've been hosts and are still hosting. I think that we need to bring I think we are all celebrities in our own poetic community. What does celebrity mean? It means to be well known. That's what a celebrity is. And we are all well known
works for
in
me.
Our own community.
Absolutely.
Works for me. Works for me.
Thank you very much.
All right, bro. Well, go ahead and put that information on the event page, man, so that everybody can be ready when it, when time comes, man.
Yeah, man. I'm glad can I get that. Oh, can you play a Hucklebuck? Can I get that? You say what? Can I get that? For those that know about the Hucklebucks in Washington, D.C., yeah.
You know I played it. You know I played it.
All right,
I played it.
I know you know about the Hucklebucks.
Come on, man. You know who you're talking to. Stop playing, King.
J-Roy, something else.
All right, brother. Get on out there on that dance floor, bro.
Oh,
see,
man.
I'm
going
to
get
moving.
Down. I'm going to do a happy feet, man.
All right.
There you go.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic coming through, doing what he do. Next up on the mic, A-Code 506. Listen, this is your time to shine. Introduce yourself.
This is Lady A, a.k.a. Andrea.
Hey, Lady A.
Hello.
Hold on.
Don't make me say it.
How are you going to let me introduce you better than you introduce yourself? You know what? We're going to try this again. We're going to try this
all
again.
All right. Maybe I
Come
don't
on,
know what I'm supposed
to back. You're introducing yourself to the world. This is your introduction to the world.
Okay. I am fabulous.
No. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Hold on. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, A-Code 506, please introduce yourself.
Hello, world. This is Lady A, otherwise known as Andrea, and I am a poet. I am a creator of arts, of words in paint, in pencil. I am a mother and a grandmother, and I love harder than anyone I know, and I love writing.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Your DM is about to be flooded.
And a registered
welcome,
nurse,
welcome
I forgot to say that. My best thing I did in my life.
Okay.
So I heard some of the poems about where their people are from, and I am from a dark place, and I have a poem here that I wrote quite a while ago, but it talks about who I am and where I'm from, and sometimes it's just not an actual place. A city or a town. Sometimes it's where you're from is an emotional journey of rising up and out of that darkness. So that's what my poem is about tonight.
So go ahead and get on that.
Okay, this is called Picture Day. She said it was the day our portraits were taken. My younger sister kept crying to halt the ear-shattering wails. She was given bracelets for distraction. My dress was yellow with dots. Hers was baby blue. Our eldest sister told me I crawled onto my father's lap and we had a father-daughter moment. Big sis said she saw it in her eyes, mother's poison green. She grabbed me off his lap in anger, banished me from him. I was three, and she roared. The target, a person, object, or place selected as the aim of an attack. That's the definition. Yes, a tiny person selected for her attack. Fear moved in that day and stayed and stayed and stayed. Resilience also moved in that day, and she roared. Where does that come from, that superpower of survival, strength when there is none, determination in one so young, and she roared. I dodged her poison arrows, escaped her venomous words, zigzagged her minefields to get to the other side, and she roared. Wounded in the dogfight, scarred from every battle, I licked my wounds and knit my soul, and she roared. There was no one to save me. I knew it from the start, still don't know where it came from, resolve to heal my heart, and she roared. She died when she was 84, a pitiful bunch of flesh. I knew she was afraid to die and whispered in her ear, ask for your forgiveness. He listens carefully. You need not be afraid to die, and then you'll be set free. And I roared. End poem.
Wow. This is pretty damn powerful.
And that's where I came from.
This is pretty deep. Wow. That's a powerful piece of ink. I like that. Hey, Vane. Give me your opinion.
Yes, sir. You know, there's something about when Lady A writes dark, right? She has this exquisite way of demonstrating the darkness within her piece. I was waiting for my water reference. I was waiting.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
I was gonna read one of those because that's part of me as well, but I think that this was important in the sense that, you know, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are, you can rise above them and come from a dark place and live in the light in the end, you know?
Absolutely. But no, this was really, really nice. I really enjoyed this. So thank you for sharing this.
Thank you very much.
Very much so.
Now, the dance floor awaits your presence. If you don't
okay.
mind, get on over there, shake your tail feather, and wait for the rest of us to get out there, because it's crowding up out there. I done told two people to save us some spots. So,
yeah, as long as
you
save
there,
a dance, that'll be good.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. But
one
thank
love, you one very
night.
Much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A, our favorite Canadian. On her way to the dance floor. One love, one mic. Ooh, that dark piece, wise son. Man, that brought dark piece.
I'm really digging that. Like, I really, really was digging that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are we ready to keep this party going? Next up, man, we have our very own area code 219. But listen. It's your time to shine. Introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are.
Any of others? Brother Olin, how you guys doing?
Brother
Olin?
Good,
Brother Olin. How you doing, man?
Yeah, it's me.
My man. My man. It's good to hear from you, Brother O. Very good to
Thank
hear
you.
From you. Hey,
yes.
Brother O.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Tonight on the get down. Oh, I'm sorry, Van. I just got so hyped
yeah,
in the brother's
yeah,
voice,
it's,
man.
It's cool, bro. It's cool, bro. I know my place at the back of the line. I know how it is.
Wow. Listen. I'm just hyped because I took a shower in our Van Meadows today, and you know, I got light skin privileges when I took that shower. I'm just feeling some kind of way. My apologies. My apologies, brother. My apologies. I was just like, ooh, I had that on, so I forgot my place. My bad.
Brother,
please.
You see how he do me?
Bro? Welcome, Brother O.
You see how he do me, bro?
Yeah.
You see how he do me?
Bro? I'm just saying. My bad.
Mm-mm. And I thought we were tight, brother. Me and Jay Roger Watson, I thought this was my brother, man. He pushed me to the back of the line, bro. You see that?
As I clearly admitted, I forgot my place.
My bad. That happens sometimes to dark-skinned people. You can get a plate. So I came back to say I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. My bad. Please, yeah. Man, greet the brother. Greet the brother. Please greet the brother.
It's all good. It's all good. What's good, brother? How you feeling, man? You doing okay?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear from you, bro. Good to hear from you. Now, wise son, go ahead. Carry on.
Brother O, I'm going to skip the shenanigans because, you know, I got a lot of that Van Metals on my skin right now. But would you please do us the honor, brother, and get on down?
Okay, Tyler's poem is called Whiteopoly, the connection between the game of Monopoly and economic inequality. My dear brother, start over again. My dear brother, says in a game of Monopoly, every player starts off with $1,500. The main objective of the game is to become the richest player by acquiring as many properties as possible and accumulating the most wealth over your opponents. Now let's take this concept to establish a connection between slavery, racism, and economic inequality. After the Civil War ended, every free slave was supposed to be compensated for the acres and a mule as reparations for over 200 years of forced servitude. However, after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, his manager was subsequently vetoed by the administration of Andrew Johnson. Therefore, the former slave owners turned around and established the practice of sharecropping as the first form of economic slavery, essentially leaving them with absolutely nothing except debt that had to be repaid and lost to be recouped after the Civil War. Now, say, for instance, if you choose not to receive the $1,500 to start off with a Monopoly. In this case, playing the emancipated slaves who didn't receive their promised 40 acres and a mule. You may go around the board several times and not collect the $200 if you either land on or pass go. However, you don't have the financial resources to buy any of the properties, utilities, railroads, housing and hotels and Monopoly, therefore you will end up completely bankrupt. That's exactly what happened to our great-great-grandparents after slavery. Now, you may say that it's unfair that they did not receive their 40 acres and a mule, but that's exactly what these United States of America did to them, brothers and sisters, screwed them by how their rightfully deserved reparations. And these greedy folks, along with their Republican supporters, have the audacity and unmitigated gall to say that we are looking for handouts from the government. Now, you understand the reasons why. Over the last 158 years, our people have struggled financially mightily. Brothers and sisters, if you start out with $1,500 in Monopoly, you will be in a position to buy properties, utilities, railroads, houses, and hotels. Collect rent in order to become the richest tycoon by accumulating assets and wealth on your opponents. The former slave owners knew that if our people ever acquired the knowledge that they did to gain economic power and accumulate wealth to pass down to future generations, then we as a people will be among the wealthiest families in this nation and the world. And we as a people would have control over 70% of the world's money and assets. That's at peace.
Thank you so much for that, Brother O. Yeah, man.
You're a bad man.
Yeah, man.
I like what you did with this, man. You took that spoken word and put it with a Black History moment and gave us something to think about. I like that. I like that. That
right.
I really like it. Talk to me, Van. What you thinking?
Hey, man, I'm in agreement, man. This was a nice piece, man. The power in it, the truth. Hey, man.
Hey, brother Van.
I'm a fan of Brother O's work, man. I'm a fan, man. And I appreciate what you did with this piece, brother. I really did. Thank you for bringing this.
Yeah, no problem.
My man.
And my brother.
Love it.
We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, brother. Oh, it's time for you to show what you can do out there. You stick around and join us for the rest of the show, all right?
Thank you. Thank you guys for having this platform.
No, man.
Thank you
for being a part of it. One love, one mic, brother.
No problem. One love, one mic. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Brother O. Next up on the mic, Wise Son, Brother O, and laid it down and laid out some groundwork. And, hey, man, I know it's going to continue from here because next up we got area code 424, but he's going to introduce himself because he is none other than.
This is the Kingpin. Relaxing and enjoying my born day. What's up, fellas?
My man. Happy birthday.
Happy born day to you, King. Happy birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Hey,
love
man,
it.
We honored and
love
humbled,
it.
Man, that you coming to hang out with us on your birthday.
Hey. When I heard he was in queue, I was like, nah, not on your birthday. He's like, I'm here, baby. Happy birthday and thank you, bro.
No problem at all.
Hey, man,
go ahead, Van, do
your thing. You saved us some cake, right?
Chocolate cake.
Huh?
You saved chocolate cake, did you?
I ain't had no cake yet.
What you mean? How you ain't had no cake?
I'm going to just leave it at that.
Okay, bro. I got you. Wise Son. That's your brother.
Sir.
Man. Go ahead.
Kingpin. Birthday, brother. Tonight on the Get Down, we're asking brothers and sisters to explain to us why I am the master of where I'm from. And I'll say happy birthday again, but I'm also going to say get on down.
This is a piece I wrote called Destiny. A famous poem once said, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Better words were never spoken to me. We control our lives, not the Klan, not 45, not racism, nor the racist ones who try to. For 400 years, the narrative has been written by others who wish to dictate our lives. It is time for this to come to an end. It is time for us to rewrite our history, our destiny. Yet we have to overcome ourselves. We must learn to work together. Stop dragging each other down. Stop taking each other's lives. Make our power work for us, not against us. We have power at the voting booth. Use it. We have financial power. Use it. But use it wisely. For centuries, the blood of kings and queens flowed through our veins. It is time to let our birthright show to be the people we are supposed to be, to fulfill our destiny. That's that piece.
Absolutely.
Yes,
awesome.
Sir. Yes, sir. That's what we talked about.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Watson.
No, I'm talking to myself, sir. Van first. I'm sitting here talking to myself. Van first, please.
Kingpin. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
You know, your pen, your ink, your craft. You did your thing tonight. And good brother, we appreciate you. Appreciate you. And you know I'm a fan, man. Listen, I'm a little sick. I'm a little sick. You ain't had no cake, though, man. I might have to do it there. Shoot some cake. Wink, wink.
Oh, boy.
Pay this man no mind. Pay that man no mind.
Why, man, what you got?
I'll put it this way. If you can DoorDash me some cake to Vegas in the time I got left here in Vegas, I'll gratefully accept it.
That part.
And you in Vegas, too? Hold on. What was the Madea movie? Oh, he hit you, too?
Don't pay him no mind. He on a roll being foolish. Don't pay him no mind. Don't pay him no mind.
See, in my advanced stage, I'm behaving myself.
Okay. All right. Well, son, what you got for my brother?
Listen, I just honestly think that this was an extremely dope piece. I loved it to death, and I like how you put this together for us. I'm still in awe that literally still in awe that you came through on your birthday to the Get Down, man. That I'm so humbled by that. Thank you so much, man. And again, happy birthday to you, man. And please enjoy your solo return to the fullest. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all all get a chance to hit this brother and wish him a happy birthday. Thank you so much, man. Anthony Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, on the Get Down.
Indeed.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure's all ours, bro.
My man.
Get out there on that dance floor, man. I mean, I know you're in Vegas, but the dance floor waits, man. Might be some cake on the way.
Uh-huh.
One love, one night.
We'll shake a leg. One love, one night. We'll talk to you, brother.
My man. Later. All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen.
My man.
Double A, a.k.a. Kingpin, Anthony Arnold. All right, we'll keep this party going. Next up on the mic. All right. I can't wait to hear this introduction, Jay. Oh, I can't wait to hear this introduction. Hey, Coach 214, welcome to the Get Down. Let everybody know who you beat.
Oh, man, it is I say it's me. Jay Walk, how y'all doing?
Oh, Lord.
As you can see, our brother is in the building.
What's good, family?
What's happening, JW?
Soaking it all in, man. Just soaking it all in. Well, you can do sometimes.
Listen, I hope you've been enjoying the show so far, man. When you get a chance, bro, let me get your address so I can send you some of that Van Meadows soap, brother. You know, Father's Day is coming up. I want to make sure everybody is melanated properly. I want to make sure everybody's melanated properly, man. You know, they can experience what I'm experiencing over here in the Bronx. So I want you to make sure that, you know, everybody gets some of that Van Meadows soap or a little bit of that poetic soap or, you know, some of that Get Down unique soap that Van Meadows is pushing in the streets. Just want to make sure everybody's good.
Oh, man. That smooth flow that brother got, man, ought to come with some bell bottoms and an Afro pick.
I'm trying to tell you. Bro, and she was gorgeous. She was like, you got on some of that Van Meadows, don't you? I said, yes, I do. She said, if you was just a little lighter with some hazel eyes.
Hey, man. Van Meadows got you doing a bump for no reason, man. Everybody just going down the street doing a bump. I'm like, dang. You just knew
there
that brother just walked work.
Bump no more
ladies.
With no big fat woman. Yeah, that's what was happening.
Hey, man. You know,
ladies,
hey,
ladies,
that old,
ladies and gentlemen, the views that you are hearing expressed by one J. Rob the Wise Son and J. Walk are not necessarily the views Van Meadows and Epiphany Radio. So please, carry on.
However, feel free to order your copy, your own six-pack of Poetic Soap.
Hey,
trust
man,
me, ladies,
you know what?
Your
yeah.
man will thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, hey, make sure you get me some of that, man. I mean, you know, I want the slang and everything, because I think it's soap, right? So when you take a bath in it, man, you should just start talking in slang. Hey, can you dig it?
Yeah, you go. You start talking in slang and start feeling.
Wow.
Like, and you're like, I wasn't even doing poetry.
Man, you just keep talking all over the key, dig it, baby, can you dig it?
This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, how y'all
welcome to the Get Down, Jay.
Welcome to the Get Down, bro.
Hey, man.
It's been a minute, bro. It's been a minute.
Hey, man, it has. It has, man. You know, came a few moments past of too many times, you know.
We must still say thank you, brother. Appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule to spend some time with your other brothers. So thank you, bro.
Hey, man. You know, it is my pleasure, my honor. It is honored, man, just to be on the same mic with you, brother.
That's what I said,
man,
every week.
All out,
and he
bro.
Don't believe me.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all know how I feel about y'all. So, hey, what's understood don't need to be said.
There you go. Go ahead, Van. Welcome that brother to the microphone.
Hey, man, listen, J-Walk. Tonight, man, we're talking about I am a master of where I'm from. So, brother, go ahead and get on down.
A master from where I'm from. Okay, let's see what we can do. You see, I'm from where they say, how about them cowboys in these streets? Cataclysm damages from the pen is released. Released and relinquished all signs of hope. I hope that I'm thought of as a hero as the captain goes down with the boat. Bolt of lightning streaks across the night skies here in Texas, crashing down and scorching the earth with unexpected ramifications from the bite of the copperhead himself. Poisonous beast things got you even doubting yourself. Seven deadly sins, vicious curses this land. The secrets of the hip temple resides in the moss-covered foothills somewhere in Shoutland. Surrounded by hell's fire is how I train my dragon. Slayed across these pages with this pen I'm dragging. Everything happens that's written between these lines as my pen ejaculates in between those thighs. You see, I impregnate the mind state with clear vision that's vivid and violent as an earthquake. The ground shakes, the fruit from the trees. See, I give it unto you as it was given to me. And that's that piece.
See how he come back and do it, Jay? You see how he come back and do it?
This guy.
Hey,
phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink, bro. Yeah, you did. We know you're down there in Cowboy Nation. We know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be known right off the top.
Right off the top. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was where you're from, man. You know, I didn't say I'm a Cowboy fan. I just said that's what they say around here in these streets.
Yeah, yeah.
Only thing missing is where them boys.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man. I live in a house divided because I'm a Washington fan. My wife is a Cowboys fan, so it's hell in my house doing football.
It's chaos, bro. It's chaos.
Yeah, man. I may go in I may go in the den and find all my jerseys and stuff on the floor. She's stomping on it. I'm like, man, this is real disrespectful. This that it calls for a divorce, honestly. The scraps for divorce.
He said,
disrespectful.
He said it calls for a divorce, honestly. It calls for a divorce, honestly. We'll make up for it during the baseball season. But during football season, this calls for a divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We separate during football season. We don't even talk during football season, you know. I stay on the west
that
wing.
That is hilarious.
That's how it goes in my house. But hey, man, this has been fun. This has been real, man. I didn't even know what the team was, man. I pulled that out just out of the deck just because I actually had something else in mind. But, you know, we good. I can dig it.
Anytime family comes by to get down, it's all good. It's all good.
Hey,
no
man,
argument
you know.
For me.
Hey, brother, you know,
don't think like that, man.
Hey, man, I've been, I kind of been on vacation, man. I finally ate something the other day, man. That was my first time I had been in a minute. So, you know, I'm just not trying to get my feet legs back up under me on this feeling bad.
I hear you. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
That happens. But, hey, whenever you come through, bruh, it's magical. So thank you again, man.
Thank you, man. Thanks for always leaving the door open, man. I do appreciate it.
You're
always
open,
you're
already.
Bro. What you mean? Hey, man, you know. Hey, sometimes, man, you know, you have to just, you got to give love and respect, man, where you get it from. You know, it's not a...
That part. There you go, that part.
You know, hey, it's always a transition, man. Anything can happen, man. So I'm glad you brothers are still on this side of the earth, this side of the dirt, man. And, you know, hey. As long as your brother still got a platform, man, hey, you always got a guest in me.
Amen, bro.
Definitely been a minute, man. I definitely miss you, brothers, man. I miss that the chaos, man, that laugh, that love, that all, man. That's you know, I'm glad I was able to get that in my system today.
No, we're glad you brought that, King.
Yes, sir. I know y'all got a long line, man, so I ain't gonna hold up the waiting dope poets and poets, man. I know they about to rip some more, man. I'm gonna stay tuned though, cause I've been on the back channel, man, just soaking it all in.
We got some stuff coming, and man, these next couple of shows you're gonna love. So hopefully you can make
Indeed.
It through.
Hey, man, I'm there. I told you, leave the door open. I'm there.
My man.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all be easy, man. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother on the way to the dance floor, Jay Ward. Peace. Man, fellas are coming through. Oh, man. Man. The plot thickens, bro. The plot thickens. Listen, y'all. Tonight, you're You're introducing yourself. So, I'm just going to call you area code. Let you introduce yourself. So, area code 419, let everybody know who you be.
I'm Rebel Jones. Thank you for waking up today.
Mommy!
Rebel P!
What's that? Not much, man. Trying to piece together this piece.
That's all right. Hear you, bro. Welcome to the Get Down.
Shit, always. How y'all doing, man?
Doing good, man.
Ain't nobody complaining over here, bro.
No, sir.
All right.
Ain't nobody complaining over here.
That means you living good, man.
So far, so good.
So, I don't know if I really did my homework because I didn't say nothing about being the master where I'm from. I did get a piece that I've been working on since Clarence earlier told me what the show was about. So all tonight I've been working on it throughout the day. So really, I'm not sure how.
Only one way to find out, brother. Van, let's get to the chase. Let's have the brother get on down.
Get on down, bro.
Yo, I'm about to get down. Where I'm from? Where I'm from? Yo, where I'm from? Where I come from, the stars hold court in the skies that shimmer with light in the thought. The endless expanse so pure and bright that whisper secrets all through the night. I'll be swimming soon enough, though. From constellations that wink and gleam to the planets that dance in an endless dream of orbits graceful and paths unknown, the mysteries and truths we've yet to be shown. The magic here with the comets trail and cosmic seas where they prevail, a path they carve with a fiery might that leaves a wake of celestial light. And yet, where I've come from just isn't space. It's here on earth where I embrace the roots that shaped me and made me whole, a place of anger, fists and beatings, but wait, there's more. A place of family, love and soul, a place of hunger and struggle, a place of unity so life gets done, a place of sadness where pain is always spread and grows. It's where I learned the value of grit and where hard work and perseverance fit and where I found my voice loud and clear. Founded in the maddening chaos of life to speak my truth and to never fear. The where I've come from is celestial and real, but from the depths of space to the land I feel, it's where I find my inspiration and draw upon that foundation. From the mountains high to the oceans deep, where nature's roar and creatures sleep, a world of wonder and pure delight of filling my soul with the purest light. From rushing rivers to tranquil lakes to towering forests where the earth awakes, where every tree and every leaf is a living embodiment of beauty and relief. From the ancient rocks to the shifting sands to sun-kissed beaches that stretch for lands, nature breathes life into everything, a miracle that fills me with awe and wondering. And in this place where nature reigns, I found solace and love in this domain and learned to appreciate all its blessings and all its teachings, a true gift from beyond the stars, no second guesses. And so wherever I may roam, be in essence a home, from the celestial to the earthly plane, a part of me forever is here to remain. But wait, there's more. 'Cause where I've come from, where I'm from, the stars hold secrets and skies that shimmer with hidden regret. The endless expanse so pure and bright, the whispers of pain throughout the night, from constellations that flicker and fade to the planets that wander and lost in the maze, the mysteries are burdened and will never lift, the reminder of the emptiness of voids that drift. There's a darkness here where the black holes reign and the cosmic grounds where they devour with disdain. A path they carve with abyss so might, leaving behind a void of silent blight. And yet where I'm from isn't just space. It's here on earth where the darkness takes its place, a place of shattered dreams and broken hearts, in a land of evil where goodness departs, a place of hatred and violence and fear where innocence is lost and hope never appears, a place of anger and pain always grows, a place where life seems to come and go, but amidst the darkness, the flicker of light, spark of hope, a glimmer in the night, a place of love and family and soul, a land of courage where we find our role. From the mountains high to the valleys low, where the strength rises and the courage flows, a world of struggles and gruesome fights, filling my soul with the darkest of nights, from the turbulent rivers to the deep lagoons, where the deep forest, deep dark forest, still as tombs, where every tree and every leaf holds a mystery, a pain, a deep belief, from ancient rocks to shifting sands, to lonely beaches and stretches for land. Nature breathes death into everything, a miracle that scares us into never ending. And in this place where darkness reigns, I've found a way to break free from its chains. And I've learned to appreciate the light so much more, for every flicker is a prize with struggle and floor. And so wherever I may roam, I carry with me the essence of home, from the darkest of nights to the brightest of days, for every moment is a story to embrace. Peace.
Damn. Like, damn.
My man.
Talk to him, Van. Talk to him. Tell him.
Hey, Little P. Hey, thank you for waking up today, first of all. First and foremost.
Let's thank you for waking up today.
Nah, like man, this. you killed this, bro. Loved it, bro. Loved
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Definitely met the assignment, bro. Wise son.
Did he ever understand the assignment? Yes, indeed. Rebel just went in on this and just straight killed it. So, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You knew the assignment. You knew the assignment. You knew the assignment. Thank you for this, bro.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for this.
You know, this is the first time that I've read it all the way through since I put it together, because until you unmuted me, I was still putting pieces of it together. So.
That's what's up.
Wow. That's so, definitely what's up, bro.
That was dope.
Thank you for the opportunity,
I like that.
Man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Nah, man. Thank you.
Nah. Thank you. First you woke up, and second you penned this. So thank you, bro. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate
you.
Y'all.
We can't ask for anything better, man. Thank you.
Go. I don't even know what to say.
Nah, man.
You said it all.
You straight, bro. All of it.
You said it all.
I feel like
come on, he not...
you know that old Redman album, but it was like, it's over, man. You ain't got to say nothing else, man. You ain't got to say nothing else.
Guy, when he was like, come on, hold up, wait up. The party's not over. The party's gone. Party's not over. Still got some more music. The party's over. You good, brother.
Right.
You good. You good. You came, you saw, you conquered.
Absolutely, bro.
Talk to him, man.
So now we got to get you over to that Get Down dance floor, bro.
Yes, indeed. One love, one mic. Thank you again.
One love, one mic. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, DSR's own Rebel P. Jones coming through, slaying the mic. Next up, we got area code 502. Introduce yourself and let everybody know who you be.
Hey, it's Gwen C. I'm still snapping for Rebel.
I know that's right. What's up, Gwen C?
Hey, hey. How y'all doing?
Good. How you feel?
Hey, Gwen C.
Hey.
Ben, you got to introduce her.
No, she's just herself.
Oh, Gwen. Wait.
Yes.
Let me back up. Tell everybody who you are. Be fancy about
Gwen.
It. This is your
Gwen
intro. This
see,
is your...
That's all I got. I ain't got no more energy. That's it.
All right. Then it's Gwen C. She ain't got no more energy. She just Gwen C. And that's it. Because she's a poet. And then that's what she said it. She said Gwen C. There you go. There you
that's
go.
Funny.
So we're going to cut to the chase, Gwen C. And tonight, prove that you are the master of where you're from. And please, get on down.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. So I have to give a note. I'm reading from a book. I just released my hometown book on April 4th in Galveston. The title is Galveston. I'm going to read a piece from it. And it's probably not what y'all are used to from me, especially with reading. It's called Into Pieces. 1996, homegirl, friend, writer, poet, best friend, a 409 chick, thought she'd always be. 7 Trey, 73rd, Greensville, whatever we want to call it, back in this place, able to name every spot since 1511 Avenue K. Summertime heat go away so she can sport her Green Bay bomber. Being G, some knew the pain, some were the medicine, some the chronic. Folks saw G-Town as a vacation spot. She saw it as a way of life, survival, sentiment, sacrifice. Ocean love, user of salt and sand, but C taken for granted. From post office to Avenue R, friendships valued to her core. Sleeping with man who had a woman or did he, this we will never know. intelligent but not recovered from childhood or the environment where she was raised, loving but not over heartbreak, watching him try to kill her, kill someone else, now exists only behind bars. Pretty but not sexy, hood. She didn't use the word sophisticated, good, because eventually her hood became sophisticated, and that was and is sexy. 1996, no one. No one at all was trying to change her. By change, I mean label. Would fight for herself, damn sure, would swab for her homegirls. Graduated, still needing a little direction. Back at home, sometimes on the strand, sometimes on the seawall, always on 73rd. No matter the intersection, same. Left for all that she loved, right for new sights, idle in the middle. Being survival for 19 years made her unable to value herself. A spokeswoman for everybody but self. Night, lights dim, but not in kitchen. The place, an apartment, Kim. The music, a California love track. Probably drinking, okay, definitely, but no one knows what. Homeboys, of course. One crush, looking back, his exact age unknown. Looking back, he might have also been lusting for the homegirl. He had cocaine, as in the playing kind. What we call that powder, white girl, I don't know. Placed in line. She neared it, not knowing what to do. She touched straw, leaned over a small bar tucked between kitchen and dining room. Clearly close to life-changing mistake. Red M&M man leaped from his position to the left. Off the ledge he went, knowing it wasn't right. He took one for the team. Maybe her left arm bumped him, causing his fall in a shattered glass. She stopped. Sequence of events changed. She never made that mistake. Some broken glass. Imagine, what could have been broken? We are talking about a chick who could play Never Have I Ever and say, smoked weed. What made her think she was that person, one who could handle that? No one can handle that. As if the PTSD of lifelong violence, having SWAT teams kick in doors, heartbreak wasn't enough, she was about to ruin her future. Maybe subconsciously she was trying to give up. Okay, okay, she likely wouldn't have physically died from it, but she would have been dead. The moral of this piece be life can fall into pieces, and it will time and time again. When alive, we have opportunity to love and be loved and to love ourselves. Had she tried or done said drug, just that once, everything would have been different. Would she be a wife, a mother, a friend, alive? The impact be unknown, but we know not well. Just touching the tip of the iceberg here, but that heat she did not need. The red M&M melt in your mouth, remembered as a lifesaver. Today's addiction, a bag of peanut M&Ms each week. Thankful for protection in all its forms. Something about Galveston Island, Texas, no matter the mistake, the island knew how far to let us go. Its breeze would whisper to us when it was time to wind down. Thrown salt often landed in hands of ghosts, so we'd go breeze by untouched. It would erase our footprints and remake our path. Protecting our future, whether fighting or lacking future interest, the island had us. Of all the things that could have been so much worse, they never were. That's the beauty of Galveston. It loved us as we were its children. Galveston guided us even when we didn't give respect to it or our lives. From Cherry Hill to West Bay, when we weren't our best, Galveston always found a way it kept us. May have drowned us from time to time, but a way it never swept us. From trolleys to trains, it showed us smiles. Galveston gives to its people, doesn't give up on them. In peace.
This is from...
Yo.
Wow.
Yo. This is nice. This is
nice.
I never told anybody about that. So anybody that's listening knows, but I've never told anybody about my almost mistake. Except for the people that were there.
I'm glad you did this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm glad this was dope.
This is dope.
Talk to her.
This is dope. I'm digging this. You're right. This is not something that we're used to hearing from you. But I really enjoyed this different side of your pen. And this is fire. Great work.
Thank you so much.
This is passionate.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm going to take that. I'm going to get excited about that because this whole book is about how Galveston, it kills us, but it you know, it's actually, I'm going to tell you real quick, the subtitle is for all the ways you anchored us without holding us down. Like, it knows how far to let you get. And I'm sure everybody feels that way about their hometown. But it always saved us. And that's one thing about Galveston, Texas, is you may be gone, but like my track says, you may be gone, but you'll always be coming back. Like, you'll always return. Like, you're never not going to want to come back to Galveston. And it's like it has chains, but the chains are good chains. It's so hard to explain.
Right. Okay. I dig it. I love it.
I could dig it.
Yeah.
Still, this is some dope ink. I like that. Please post the book in the event
topic.
Page. Let someone make a purchase. Let someone see your book so that we know what's going on, please.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I never thought of that.
Yeah, we love all the authors on the Get Down.
I know y'all do.
Absolutely. So we're going to get you over to the dance floor so we can continue this party because we got some power coming up. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Whew. I can't wait to hear the rest.
Let's see.
I appreciate
Let's
y'all.
See. You're going to stick around, right? You're sticking around?
Oh, you already know. I ain't hanging up, so y'all play the last song and disconnect me.
I know that's right. All right. Hold us down on that dance floor because we coming.
Thank you. Peace, love.
All right. Thank you. One love, one
Peace,
mate.
Peace, love, and hair grease, lovely.
One love, one mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Green C coming through doing our thing. Whew, next up on the mic, area code 713. Introduce yourself. Where you at? Where you at? We might have to come back. We'll come back to 713.
Okay.
I know who it is, but we'll come back to him. 518, I know who this is, too. But introduce yourself auspiciously, expeditiously, and all those other issues. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do you have on the mic?
Oh, it's Tuesday night.
Hello?
Mr. Tuesday night.
Lord, what's up, cuzzo?
What's happening, cuzzo? What's going on?
I say good day.
I say good day to you, sir.
Great seeing you this past weekend, man. And thank you for the hospitality in the house and introducing me to my other family, man. That was dope.
Nah, it was super dope. Listen, it's super dope hanging out with you. Man. Anyway, you know, although, you know, I get a little scared when we're out on the comic, but it's okay.
Hey, you got where you need to go safely. No crashes
yes,
and none of that. And you got to sleep well.
Yes, I did. I was tired.
As long as I'm driving, brother, nothing bad will happen. It will have to happen to me first before I let it happen to you.
Well, I mean, that's if your car has airbags, but gentlemen, Dan Meadows, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself, man? You doing all right?
I'm tired from this weekend. Tired. But, you know, I have my cousin, my trusty cousin drove me home, got me to my destination, rolled out me. I left my jacket in his car. So he is my military rucks wear. So I'm going to go get some.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Yes, I do.
But it's a big week. It's a big week. You know, this is the birthday week, of course, on Sunday. My son graduates from med school on Sunday. Yeah. Moving on Monday. Yeah. And I'll do my first show in the new place on Tuesday. Great.
Sounds good, bro. Excited, man. Excited.
I'm excited. Oh, and the other thing is that if you ever have me do another logo again, I'm charging.
It's taking 2 months to get the one that you're doing for me now.
But listen, it's been busy. It's been very busy. You know, it's not just, you know, normally I'm Johnny on the spot, but I went in the bag for this one. So you're going to like it. I'm going to show it to you after the show is over, but I have to charge the other phone so I can show it to you so you can see it. And I was like, I took the expense of making it so that, you know, it'd be like, oh, this is, you know, it's nice. Very nice.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Good things come to those who wait. Good things will come to those who wait.
All right. Well, well done. I'll show you Cuzzo to the mic.
Cuzzo.
Yeah.
Tonight, sir. Tonight we are asking the poets to describe poetically that I am the master of where I'm from. And without much further ado, would you please get on down?
I have no idea where this prompt is coming from, but so be it. All right. Where I'm from, we are no longer at the state where we don't age. We turn the page and learn to master the free radical and spit atoms from the time that renews our sinew. We get to be young again with wisdom. We have figured out it is a black woman that saves the earth from which I came, the cradle of this earth. And melanin deficiency is treated like a disease so that their ancestors are given the chance to learn soul. Where I'm from, soul is a true commodity. The richest of us have it in spades and become rich superstars from saved vinyl and cassette tapes. We cape from digital holograms of past performances on Instagram while being able to trace the bloodline of your fam that tells you exactly who I am. I am over 107 years old with my 25-year-old daughter, hang out with my kids and my great-grandchildren. I told them that I was up from the place where melanin was treated with hatred and disdain, that we experienced pain because we and the world did not want to know the truth. They didn't want us to know diaspora, our mother, the roots, so that the devil ran in cahoots. The DPA tells us the kingdom of Emi is what I called you, the king that drips. I said loose lips, cheek simps, and I know that everyone flies now. Where I'm from, I'm sure that you know what I know about me, but I need you to know me like I know you, so we all can say that we all came through, and also knowing what we can come to tell you which side that we have to actually be. I have to tell you who I be. So I am Mohawk, Sundiata of the clan Oyoko, the seventh son of the universe of James, first son of Fleming and Noreen, Fleming, Floor, and Noreen, seventh born of James and Margaret, a.k.a. the father of the kingdom of Emi, father of Ayana and Jiri, Asad and Ghazi, and Jasiri Benicio, a.k.a. Buckspin, the founder of Soul Kitchen, Universal Soul Projects, a regular theater, Eroticus Land, Fashion Week, Beard Gang Poets, and, of course, Visionary Arts. You know, this urban educational specialist, community program generator, and poet is for who else will be? Because where I'm from, the implication of this is the mind's possibility is limited by the concept of its potential, like being the king of my own personal kingdom, but I can't be my own personal king of my kingdom without using my 2 feet. You know, lead by action. I lead by experience. I lead by experience. Like, human beings are unable to be serious about the business of living and building society if they don't feel compelled to always clown and entertain others. I love to entertain others, but I don't clown. I always want to get down. I take myself seriously. Where I'm from, a sense of humor brings necessary balance to your organized life, but humor blinds one to their life. Where I'm from, young black boys learn that there are no limits to our possibilities on basketball courts or create the athletic genius of Michael Jordan. They actually learn to recreate through atoms, through science, through reading, through all the potential in the world of manufacturing, communication, physics, chemistry, and the science of the human mind. Where I'm from, those young black minds create dances on the dance floor, compose music in their bodies, and create some type of hand job. We keep it live. Where I'm from, we become, always, we become, always, and forever. Oh.
God damn. Bruh, I got chills. I got chills. This is, bruh, this is, Cuzzo, this is really dope. And I dig how you took everything that you do and wrapped it into a pretty bow and talked about it thoroughly in poetry. Absolutely fantastic. Salute to you, sir. Van Meadows, what say you?
Hey, man, I agree, man. This was fire, Javi. You know, you solidified where you're from and you delivered it with precision. Hey, man, I thought I was just, you know, I was just touring you know, a track without the music, man. He was emceeing in his piece, you know. Hey, kudos and hats off to you, bro, for this, for real.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, you had all bunch of people sitting by. You had Gwen C. reading the joint. I want the book. Gwen C. hit me up.
Right.
I want the book. And I need it signed. I need it signed. So everybody else come through rocking out, doing everything they do. They walk everybody else and dog. But this is where we come to get down. So I can't get it down. I can't get it down. Because it's easy to get around.
Listen, salute to you. Again, salute to everybody who came through for your event this past weekend in upstate New York. It looked like it was absolutely incredible. I expected nothing less, bro. You are who you actually are. And King Drip is actually not just a nickname, it's an actual fact, bro. You did your thing this weekend. I wish I was able to participate. It from everyone that I met that showed me a lot of love. And there's some conversations behind that, brother. Showed me an incredible amount of love, and I'm humbled to be a family member behind all that, man.
Well, I'm super humbled to have you come through. I apologize for not being. It was a lot of moving pieces, and honestly, when we get done with the clips, I know y'all have been seeing the preliminary photos. These are just the photos that everybody else has been putting up. Man, listen, I've been doing the editing, like because I have to edit. Like certain videos, because I do the real. But, man, listen, certain people like Edwina, Lord Jesus. You know,
bro, that piece of Edwina did, sweet Jesus.
You know, and now, like, I'm literally doing where you use the words to match up and you put in things. So I'm doing it, and it's like, you know, it's so crazy. Like, her, Omari, Rare, like, all the stuff I've been editing thus far is just stupid. Like, I'm just in there like, yo, and PPP is a nasty man. That brother can play. And so I'm just looking forward to the next joint we're going to do. We're going to do this boot camp thing and everything else. And that's what I told you. I said, cuz, you with a band, it's going to be crazy. Now, if we can only get bad, that might be, you know, let me stop. He usually comes. He didn't make it to start, but, you know, he was thoroughly enjoying himself. I promise you.
Yeah, man, this was a whole vibe. Everybody showed me a whole lot of love. Yo, Van, the coolest thing about being up there, even though I missed a lot of the events because of my own thing I had going on, when I got to the hotel and introduced myself, people were like, oh, wow, you're J-Rob the Wise son. Yo, I've been on your show a couple of times. I listen to you and Van on a regular when I get a chance. And to hear people give accolades to our show was heartwarming to no end, bro. Absolutely heartwarming. So, again, Mojave, thank you, man.
I know. Thank you, man. Thank y'all for being solid brothers, man. The epiphany is the squid eye. Like, you know, I can't, like, the amount of energy. I'm very thankful to Arthur Larry Maddox for putting this together, for us sticking together the way we do. Like, you know, it's just the best thing since sliced bread, bro. Like, for real. I'm thankful for
y'all. Talk to me then.
Well, that's weird.
Is he muted again?
I don't know. He might be.
What happened, bro? What happened?
I was passing you the microphone. I was like, are you muted?
Oh, nah. I put the phone down, man. I had to go get me something to eat. I figured y'all was good. I had to go get me a bite to eat. Midnight snack.
We finished talking up like 5 minutes ago. We're just like, Van.
Oh, well,
yo, Van.
Hey, my bad. I had to get my midnight snack, bro. I mean, you know, y'all was chewing it up, man. So I had to. But y'all was chewing, I had to chew.
We was bigging you up. This guy.
Oh.
This guy. And this is why black people can't have nice things.
Man, this is exactly why you can't have nice things. Hey. Whatever y'all said, it's all true.
Hi, Cuzzo, we got him.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
what I'm saying?
Hey, man, but, but real talk, though, man. Thank you, Javi. Appreciate you, bro. You let everybody know what you got going on this Tuesday, bro?
I believe it is War Council. I believe we have War Council.
Nope. It's not supposed to.
It's not.
It's supposed to be the hidden, bro. I mean, but it's just you.
No,
you missed the Tuesday night. Not me.
The second joint is War Council. It's always the second second Tuesday is War Council.
Okay, bro. War Council it is. War Council
it
is. Appreciate you.
We wilding out, bro. Listen.
Wilding out?
We go wild out on this War Council.
Wilding out?
Listen. You seen what we's doing in the War Council chat? You know we gonna go in there. So I gotta put up that one thing so I can hear J Rob laugh about it. J Rob said, "Who is this simp? Let me stop. Who is this simp? Who made who? Who is this? Who made it like that?"
Appreciate you, bro. All right, man. War Council this coming Tuesday. Catch me, Javi, 9 p.m. here in Epiphany. Can't wait to see y'all there. All right, bro. Get out there on that dance floor, man. We got a couple more calls we got to get through. One love, one mic.
Peace, cousin.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Tuesday night. Mojave. Next up on the mic, area code 510. I know who you are, but let the world know who you be.
Yeah, man, this is Edward Brooks here, King Chongo out of Grenada, man, living in the Bay Area. What's going on?
King Chongo, what's
going on, sir? What's going on, me brethren?
Yeah, man, everything here, man. Just chilling, got into the show. Everything fire, man, huh?
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate
nice.
You. Glad you're here.
Yeah, man, cool. I got
very
a
glad
piece,
you're
man.
Here.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, man, glad to be here. Yeah, man, we got a little piece here about Christ. And we said it real fast is that we always pray to the Christ, but we never pray to the Creator who created Christ. And so this is what this poem is about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because we do. Think about
go
it.
Get down, bro.
In Jesus' name, right? In Jesus' name, amen. But when they ask Jesus, right, about is he God, Jesus said what? No, man. I mean, the Son of God. You know what I'm saying? So this is what this little poem is about. Saying?
All right, me brother.
All right.
Yeah, me going forward. The Creator created the man called Christ. But Christ had to sacrifice his life. Sacrifice for all mankind. The Creator decreed Jesus must die. Jesus must sacrifice his life for all, said the Creator. He must die for all their mortal sins. Die for their transgressions as well. Peace and love deep within. The Creator is the only one that's holy, sin. The only one without jealousy and hate. The one who created the blessed Christ. The one who gave Christ his grace. People them only pray to the Christ. Them not pray to his Creator as well. Our blessed Father who created even, and wicked man who created his own hell. The Creator is pure enlightenment, seen. The one who ignited the beautiful sunrise. The one who created the heavens. The only one who created life. Is Jah love? Is love Jah? Are our prayers being misplaced? Jesus cried for the Creator after pain, but the Creator simply looked away. Jesus cried, "Oh Lord, why have thou forsaken thine die? Why am I and thy love dying on a cross?" The Creator replied, "You are the kings of kings. Your life will not be forgotten nor lost. People revere you, me son, create the Bible in your holy name. Whisper your name during prayer. Use your name to subdue hate. The Creator, the Creator of all man, the one who kissed the beautiful sunrise, the one who created the heavens, the blessed one who created Christ. Amen.
Amen, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Why, son?
I was just going to end that piece with Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Yeah, man, cool.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Totally agree.
Yeah, man, cool.
Totally agree. And I like where you went with this because you're absolutely right. Oftentimes, we tend to say our prayer in his holy name, but we don't. Well, we've been conditioned not to give reverence to he who created the Christ, as we should.
Yeah, man. And on that note, right, you know, me wonder about how that like, subdue our quest for enlightenment because we're stopping right there with Jesus, right? But the other people done before us, our ancestors, they took it higher to the Creator. And that's
yeah,
what I wonder sometimes, right?
Creator.
Yeah, man, should we kick it up higher? You know what I'm saying? Maybe we did that. Maybe more of our prayers would be handled. You know what I'm saying? Because we always say that. We never talk about the one who created Jesus. Only Jesus talk about that. See? Us, we just mm-hmm. say, in Jesus' name. But Jesus wasn't God. He's the Son of God. So I think we need to remember that and kick up our prayer to a higher level. Saint,
you did a wonderful job with this, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely magnificent job with this. I thoroughly love
yeah, man.
It. Thoroughly.
Right on, my brother. Yeah, man, cool that.
Yeah. What say you, Ben?
Dope Ink, man, as always. King Chango always come through and do his thing, man. It's just me, brother, from another mother as well. Thank you for stopping
yeah, man.
Through,
cool.
man, and just graciousness with your presence, man, and your ink. We appreciate you, bro.
But, yeah, man, loud respect to everyone out there.
Indeed.
All right, my brother.
Indeed.
One love, one mic.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to keep it moving, man. We're going to go from King Chango at Burks to area code 815. Give him an introduction like no other. Let him know who you be. Unmute your mic.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You know I was on mute. So I'm just going to say hello to Poetic and J-Rob because y'all know me. I'm part of the Epiphany family, but I'm always on mute.
Always.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. You still got to introduce yourself.
I'm mutating. I'm Gina Storm, and I don't mean to be a mutant, but apparently I am. So, yes, it's Gina Storm.
Nice to hear you.
Welcome to the Get Down. Welcome to
How
the Get Down.
I feel so
well,
bad
Gina.
Because I haven't been here like in a month or Sundays, but I made it tonight.
You're here now.
I have something that needs to
You're here now. You're here now, sinner, for not being here, you sinner. we're holding poetry service, and you sinners
Just
have got
it.
To start coming back to the show.
Yes. Absolutely. I love y'all. I love the fact that
it's
you
good.
Understand me. Because you know what
it's
my
good
struggle
to hear.
Is. I be on mute
Listen.
Like a mutant, like for real,
it's
for
good
real.
To hear you. It's
Thank
good
you.
To hear you. So check this
I
out. Check this out. We're just going to cut to the chase. We're just going to cut to the chase. Is it okay, Van?
Absolutely.
So, Gina, tonight I am the master of where I'm from. Three words. Get on down.
Where I'm from. I am from Joliet, Illinois, the city of soldiers. It is also the city of six shoulders, and it is the city of Stillman. And although I was not a Stillman, I was a tiger in our town. The Stillman is Joliet Central, and I'm Joliet West. So I'm still here so I can get down. So I'm going to title my piece tonight, This Mic Life, because this is a piece that I wrote previously on July 7th, 2016. It's still relevant tonight. I'm just going to freestyle around this piece. So this is going to be a key style for y'all tonight. So that mic life is my peace. Is the mic life that I live for. Every time I'm on the mic, it makes me need more. And I crave a mic. I need a stage in my life. But I've been in my house for so long that I don't even know how to come outside anymore. I don't go outside because there are too many people outside, and I don't people very well. And I was told that I was not taking care of my due diligence when it comes to the people who are related to me. So my family, namely my mother, felt like I was not doing my due diligence in being her daughter. And that's okay, because when I come on the mic, I'm mostly a freestylist, but tonight I'm going to be a freestylist who key styles, and the lyrics are my art. Poetry is spit from my heart. The mic makes me tingle like kissing. Unless you're an MC, you don't know what you're missing. So men come and go, and people in my life thrive for every set, every show, but the open mic is what gets me right. The joy lasts for more than just one night. Even if I'm on the get down and I'm doing what I must do, it's nirvana when I'm in the spotlight. The mic is what gets me right. Better than anything rolled, lit, or smoked, no joke. I'm going to take a toke, but it's no joke. One mic is all I need. I'm wrapping my hands around it as I stand here and I speak to all of thee. I'm clearing my throat because yesterday I lost my voice, but it's back. So here I am, and I'm good, but I inspired because one day I would like to be seen as the GOAT. I want the famous three who are my grandchildren to look up to me. I wanted to always be an inspiration to others, but it is the village that I have been part of that means the world to me. So even though I may not always say or do the things that the people who are related to me would like to hear or see, all I can do is come on a mic and give you my poetry. I'm Jing Storm, and I thank you for indulging me. That's my piece.
Well, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. What's up, man?
Definitely, this was. I love this. I love this. I don't know if I've heard this piece, but I like the key style because it's a fresh piece for me. You know what I mean?
It's a fresh piece because I wrote most of it and then I key styled the rest of it. So as far as I'm concerned, even though this wasn't the same piece that I wrote back then, this is indigenous to who I am on this day, 4th of May. So I always tell people this on the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. I'm a nerd, and I love Star Trek, so I am here to represent all the nerds who understand and appreciate what it is. When the poetry that you hear is not just because I'm a poet, but it's also because I'm a nerd. So I love sci-fi, and Star Wars is near to my heart. So the reality is I just had to put in the work, and that's it.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. Let's try it.
And I love
let's
y'all.
Let's try it.
Hey, dig it. The fact that she wrote half of this and did the rest of it in the format that she's most accustomed to says a lot with her and her pen and how she puts this together. I'm digging the piece altogether. No lie. I'm digging this piece altogether because that takes a lot of skill to be able to do both. I do it a lot, but I don't have the skill. I'm really just fooling around when I'm doing it. But I like what she did. I truly, truly, truly enjoy what she did. So salute to you, beloved.
I appreciate you, beloved. Stay Rob the Wise Son. We're a family for life. And I thank you as well, Poetic, because when I play
Absolutely.
That song for you and your betrothed, all I could think about was you make me believe that real love is a possibility. So, you know,
Absolutely.
People always were like, oh, my God, you know, how can you still believe in love when your heart's been broken so many times? just because my heart was broken doesn't mean that I still don't believe. I do. So
yeah.
I put on these mics and I bear myself, my heart, my voice, and my soul. So I'm here tonight to make sure that everybody understands and appreciates one thing for certain, two things for sure, because I'll be in and out like a robbery. But I love poetry. And the reason I came through is because I will love love until I die. And that's it for me.
Amen. Now, before we usher you to the dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany.
Okay. Love this part. So I will be on with Just Jay on the Just Jay and Gina show on Saturday night here in the Epiphany Universe, where we get down on our mic just like y'all do on Thursday night, because we're not just pretending to be poets. We are poets, and it's not the rehearsal show. So that's where you can find us at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here at the same number on the same network. And you can catch me and Just Jay on Saturday night this weekend. And we'll be here to get it right. And I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. On the dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gina Storm.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to get my step in the name of love on, because I'm a stepper. Because I live outside of Chicago, and we step. So I'm going to go and get my boogie on.
Get it on.
Absolutely. I love y'all. One love, one mic, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm. Man, what a show, my son. What a show. What a show, man.
Whew. This was dope, man.
The mic was killer, bro. This was fire.
This was really good.
Hey, man. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio, not tomorrow night, but Saturday night, as you just heard, Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave War Council. Make sure you tune in. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, Mrs. VIP, and La Perla, La Negra. And Thursday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, my brother, we're going to start with you.
Salute to you. Salute to the poets. Salute to Epiphany. Happy birthday, Anthony Arnold. And salute to everybody who couldn't be here, who wanted to be here. This was an incredible night of poetry, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to what everyone had to say. And I listened to so much creativity. Just Jay, I'm sorry, not Just Jay, but JW, Anthony Arnold, Gwen C. The early part of the show, and it was the ladies from Epiphany and how you and I started the show off. I love the diversity. I love the complexity in the different poetry, like what you'll get with Rebel C and what you get with Brother O. It's, and even the energy that Mr. Automatic Charismatic brought tonight. Beautiful, beautiful ink. Beautiful, beautiful ink. And I appreciate everyone for taking time out of their busy schedule to rock with us on the Get Down. This is incredible. Going back to you, Van, while I joke around about light skin privileges, so, bruh, ain't another cat I'd rather go into battle with when it comes to this poetry thing that we do. I got immense love and respect for you. I salute you on a regular basis, and I celebrate you as my friend and as my brother. And again, there's no other cat I go into poetic war with if it ain't you on my left-hand side or my right-hand side. So till we do it again next week, salute to you, sir.
Appreciate you, bro. Salute to you too, King. You know, we do this week in and week out, bro. And, you know, it's a lot that we put into the show, man. But the privilege that we get from everybody else coming through, just rocking out with us night in and night out, and especially on the Get Down, man, they just come through and they just bring all of their creativity and their essence and their poetry. And it's just amazing and what they do when they come through here. Tonight's show is no different. No different. And without you, brother, couldn't do it without you, man. You know, so I appreciate you, bro, and I love you, man.
My man.
To the callers, the listeners, the poets, the hosts, without you, there's no Pitney Radio. So we thank you, and we appreciate you. But it's time for us to get out of here. We'll see you on the next show on Saturday night. Make sure you tune in. Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.